Okay, today's daf is Krisus Daf Gimel. As we continue in our new Masechta related to all the Chayve Krisus and the Chayve Chatos, if one does these Averis Peshogeg. So we are talking about what is exactly is the source that one gets Kares for each and every Avera. It's not that you have to do, we understand that you don't have to do all of them to be Chayve Kares, but we thought maybe if you do all a number of them in one Helam, so one time period, so then maybe one would get one chathis for all of those. So the Gemara says no, because it says kares by one of them, and it was yatsam and aklal alamed, so that is when, that is the reason why we say, lo alamed alaklal kuluy, it's lo alamed alatsbi yatsa, it's not only teaching us about itself, but it's teaching us about the entire category. So we asked a question on that from our Bibi Barabaya, and the answer we gave was the hekish of Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yonah. Hekesh Rabbi Yonah, about the fifth wide line or so, sixth wide line, where Rabbi Yonah says, all the Arayas are compared to each other. Hukshakal Arayas kulam achoso. And therefore we say, just like by achoso, there's chi of kares for each, for that one, so too, there is kares for every one of the Arayas. So now the Gemara says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth lines from the bottom. Ula Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar Chai decreases. Bechlal Hayu, Rabbi Yitzchak uses the fact that it says Kares by Achoso for a different reason. The Amar Chai decreases. Bechlal Hayu, V'lama Yatsa Kares by Achoso, Ladunu B'Kares V'lo B'Malkus. Why does it say Kares by Achoso? To teach me that I only get Kares and not Malkus. We alluded to a Shita yesterday. Rashi quotes it right here from Makas Daf Chav Gimel that if one is Chayev Kares and they get Malkus, then they're Pater from Kares. That is a Deya in Mesechas Malkus. So Rabbi Yitzchak uses this extra Lashon of Achoso to exclude and to go against that opinion. That no, you don't get Malkus. And Malkus doesn't Pater you. So he uses the extra Kares by Achoso to teach me that. So Lachalik Minale. So according to him, how do we know that there's Kares for each and every Avera? Our source had been, it says Kares by Achoso, and then we compare all the Arayas to each other. But now he uses Kares from Achoso for something else. So he learns it from this Pasuk. Me, the El Isha, Benidas to Masalo Sigrav, do not come close to a woman when she is a Nida. But it could have just said, the El Nida, Bitumasa. It has the extra word Isha, Lachalek, I'll call Isha Veisha. Again, to be Mechalek, it itself, Nida is individual and independent, so too everyone. But it's interesting, related to what we said yesterday, so can Nida be Megala on all the other Arayos? The first opinion holds that Achoso is Megala. The second opinion here is holding that Nida is Megala. Is that a fundamental machlokas, whether Nida is included in the Arayos or not? Or is it just the technical? This is what where the source is. Interesting. V'rabbana nami tevik lumi validat isha b'nidas tumasa. But then we go back. Why can't the rabbana learn it from there? The right answer is nechinami. You're right. So the maskana, it comes out. Everyone, both opinions learn the fact that there's kares by each and every one from the fact that there's kares by nida. V'alisha b'nidas tumasa. El kares d'achoso l'mayasa. So then, according to the first opinion, what do they use kares by achoso for? Rabbi Yitzchak used it to teach me that there's kares and not malchus. You can't be niftar alidei malchus. What does the first opinion use it for? L'mayasa. Mibaylei l'chalek al achoso v'al achoso aviv v'al achosimo. It says it by Achos to teach me that even if you violate three different Arayos with all the similarly connected idea, they're all sister. My own sister, my mother's sister, my father's sister, right? All of those are three separate Averis. Three separate Averis. I shouldn't think just because it's Achos, it's all one. Says the Gemara, that's why it says Kares by one of them. So Hani Lamalu Lachalik. What's the Havamita? Why would I have thought otherwise? Hare Shemos Mukhlakim, Hare Gufi Mukhlakim. What do you mean? These are different Shemos Isser. So what? It's the sister. They're not all sister. One is an aunt, and one is an aunt, and one is your sister. So what is it? Uses the same word, Achos? I would have really had a Havamina that I would get one Malkus because it's all the same type of Avera. It's different types of Achos. And also, Gufin Mukhlakin. And it's also different bodies. It's three different women. Three different women with three different Shemos Isser. This is a concept that's going to come up at length later on in the Masechta. What is Mechalik for Chatos? So this concept we're going to talk about, Gufin Mechlokin, the different bodies, right? Different people involved. We'll see a concept of Shabbosos Mechlokos, right? If I do an Avera, two different Shabbosos, is that Mechalik? Gufin Mechlokin, Shemos Mechlokin, all the different types of Muchlakin. So here the Gemara says, well, what's the Havamina? That I would think achos, three different types of achos on three different types of women, that would be one Aveira. So what I have thought that. So the Gemara says, Ema, you're right. The case that we're learning is a case not of Gufin Muchlakin. The Gemara will talk about this later on, exactly how you get this, but you have a case where the same woman could be your sister, and your father's sister, and your mother's sister. A number of incestual relationships happening within a family, how that can be the same person, but that is the case that the Torah is teaching me, that in that case you would bring three chataos. Three chataos, even though it's the same person. And you might say, aye, it's all achos. Still, no, it is not. It's three different shemos, even though it is all one guf. That's what the Rabbanon do with the word achoso the word kares by achoso. For Rabbi Yitzchak Amil Saminalais, aye, how does Rabbi Yitzchak learn this? Going back, because he already uses it to teach me kares no malchus. So nafgale, min sefer dekra. Dechsev, ervas achoso gila. That's an extra phrase in the pasuk, so you learn it from there. Verabana, nachos in the sefer dekra my avdile. What do they use the sefer for? Mi boile, mi laachoso, shehi bas aviv ubasimo. They use it to teach me a full sister. Because the Torah only says explicitly, you're allowed to be mizana with a half sister. Your mother's sister, your paternal sister or your maternal sister. It says, oh, how do I know that a full sister is also usur? So that's this pasuk of lachoso. And by the way, what does that teach me? Lomar she'ein onshin min hadin. Right? You could say a davar pashit. If a half sister is usur darayis and arayis to me, of course a whole sister. So the answer is no, you can't say that because ein onshin min hadin. Let's just finish up the section. Rabbi Yitzchak savar onshin min hadin. Rabbi Yitzchak does not use this pasuk to teach me that. I said, how does he know the halacha of a full sister? Onshin min hadin, and therefore you're allowed to machlokas tanoim v'ibayaseima. Or we say no, even he holds ein onshin min hadin, but he is allowed to learn it from a different source. We know every Isser in the Torah has two psukim. It has the Isser, the Onesh, and it has the Ashara, the warning, and it has the Onesh, what you're going to get. So he says sometimes, as long as you only have one, you have the Ashara, so you learn from it. The fact that you're warned about it, that it's a lav, it must be that it's similar to the other similar lav, and therefore you're going to get an Onesh. Based on that, you don't need a pasuk to teach me separately Onshin Min Hadin. Okay. Sorry? Oh, so that's a good question. This kares, so here, the Gemara is applying Onshin Min Hadin to kares, to a chiv misas bidei shamayim, right? So, from Hashem. So what difference does it make? So this might relate to what is the svara for ein onshin min hadin. Why can't you give an onish based on a kal v'chomer? Or why, rather, formulate it as, why can't an onish be given? Does a Kaddish Baruch Hu give an onesh min adin? And he'll buy nafkamina for us. So if you say there's always malchus that goes along with kares, then it could be a nafkamina, right? According to many tanaim. But if you don't say that, then it's more difficult. What would be the nafkamina for us? But if you remember, we've quoted from the Achronim that there are three main ones, but four, we could add different svaras for the principle of ein onesh min adin. Why can you give an onesh min adin? You give an onesh min hagzeira shava. You give an onesh min hekesh. We give onshin for many, many halachas and psukim and mitzvahs that are not mefurish in the Torah. All the yergimel mitas. The only one that is a source about is kavachomer, min adin. So why can't you give an onish based on a kavachomer? So Rabbi Yosef Engel of the Lekach Tov and other achronim, but I'll read it to you from here in Klal Beis, discusses at least three different svaras, which he gathers from earlier achronim. Number one, he says, Gzeres HaKasev, Hamida Mesura Kach. This is it. This is how the concept of kavachomer was given over for us to use, and built in was the fact that you can't give an onus based on kavachomer. No real svara that we could come up with. Number one. Number two, kivan delame halami bekavachomer chamur tamin min hamalamed. Since you're always learning to a more stringent context, al karchach ulai einu miskaper baonesh acher limalamed v'tzarech. Onesh achomer yoser. You can't give an onesh because it could very well be that this onesh that you want to give is not enough. A is more kal, so if the zone is by A, surely by B, which is more chamor. What do you mean surely by B? Maybe B is so chamor that the onish that you gave A is not enough for B. And you can't just say, oh, you might as well give it, at least it's like half. Better than giving nothing. No, you can't say that. You always have to give the appropriate onesh for each avera. So therefore, the kiva dinam is chaber, but onesh, asher lemalamed, lachain, ein lahanisho bechinam, shetachlus kol onesh urak lekapara sachote. Right, the kapara is, if I'm not going to give kapara, then there's no purpose for a punishment. The punishments in Yadus are not purely for punishment, but in order to bring kapara for the receiver of the punishment. So that is number two. Maybe it's not enough. And he says, Ayein, look in the Marsha in Sanhedrin. Which Marsha in Sanhedrin? That's the Marsha in Sanhedrin we mentioned recently. The Marsha in Sanhedrin on Daf Sama Gimel, which quotes the Smag, who says, by the Isser of Molech, we mentioned this, I think, yesterday, that a person is only chayav for giving some of their children to Molech and not all their children. Why? Because if somebody gives all their children, forget it. It's Gadol Avonim and so. It's so chamur. So similar type of svara, that's why we would say, Ein Onchin Min Hadin. That is number two. Number three, a third svara, he suggests is, Shema Yesh Pircha Ala Kavachomer. Remember, Kavachomer is pure logic. All the other midos are based on misoris, based on drushes. Which words do you connect? Zereshava, Hekish, Dar Alemin, Yano, Reba, Umiyet. Kavachomer is pure logic. So maybe I'm not saying something logical. It's all based on this human error that could be involved. And therefore, even if it sounds logical to me that this is a more chumra context, maybe the other one has a tsad l'chumra. And therefore, you can't punish based on the Kavachomer. So, according to all of those are three svaris. Those are the three main svaris that he says. And then he goes through Nafkaminas. Latam damidim esura kach. If you say it's based on Xeris HaKasav, Yishlomar dibimamon, Onshin min adin. Do you say Onshin min adin by mamonis? Pure mamonis? So if you say midim esura kach, so you might say Onshin min adin by mamon, dibimamon ein anikra onesh. V'lo nimsura midas ein Onshin min adin al mamon. And also if you say that, oh, maybe this is more chamor, so it's also mamonis. But if you say there's a pircha, maybe even by mamonis, you would not be able to say onshim en adin. And then he talks about, at towards the end, your question, Donnie, and that is, what about when it comes to misos bidei shamayim? Do we say onshin min hadin? Lagabe is giving malchus also. That would be the nafkamina for us. If kares always translates it to malchus. So you might say, if you say it's exeris akasiv, so you say ein onshin min hadin, even by kares. Well, you might say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. If you say it's based on, let's say there's a pircha, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether there's a pircha or not. So therefore, we might not be able to give malchus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be onish min hadin. Which, by the way, he gives a fourth idea towards the end of the next paragraph, where he says maybe the concept of ein onshin min hadin is based on the principle of the Hitzilu Ha'eda. As we had a lot in Masechet Sanhedrin, that we always look for ways to exonerate the ones that are accused. Vasvar bazeh, tekibat kavachomer umamatzino adam don me'atzmo. This is connected to the third idea, since it's all based on logic. So al karcha kibat shetziv satar l'shakitzu l'taiv akum b'yoser. That's what bechalat tiyuv. Uviza nira tochanayim dinin nefashis tekhsivi tzilu ha'eda imkein tziv satar el abezdin sheyachapsu v'yishtadlu ach b'hatzolas anidon. And therefore they're not allowed to darshan it l'chumra. To be given onish, but not din, based on Vitzilu Ha'eda. If it's a different type of tool, it's a Gzeres Shava, obviously. We don't say that, oh, they can't use Gzeres Shava, it's a Darshan Chlochomer, but they any dinim ominous. No. But Kavachomer, which is all of them, so we would say that it's possibly included in the principle of Vitzilu Ha'eda. He has a number of pages on this, but that is all the Lekach Tov right here. Good. Says the Gemara. So back to the Gemara on the fourth line now. Oh, just one other ha'ara. The Shid Mukubetzes here, so you can Os Aleph, where it says ayin in the end, the full Shid Mukubetzes is in the back, and the Hashmatas, the Shita says, this pasuk is possibly the source for all Onshim in Adin. This pasuk, the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to say that an extra pasuk to teach me that both your sister from your mother and your father, meaning the pasuk has to tell me your full sister is Aser, even though it already said your half-sister is Aser, the fact that the Torah has to say that, according to the Chachamim, that's the source for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So that is something hopefully that we'll get back to. Bezram and Amid Beis, we'll have to get back to this concept, but we'll continue for now. Says the Gemara now on the fourth line. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Elazar says, in the name of Rabbi Oshia, Kol Makom She'atamotze Beis Lavim V'Karis Echad, wherever you have two lavim, but one karis, two averis. Two things you're not allowed to do, but only one karis listed by both averos, chalek chatos beinehem. You split up the karbonas chatas. Meaning, there are three things involved here. There's the avera, there's the chatas b'shogeg, there's the karis b'mezen. So if you have only one karis, how many karbonas are there? So we say, as long as there are two formulations of the averos, that's good enough to make you chayiv two chatos. Umayi, what's an example? Mifateim v'soch, as we spoke about yesterday. The creation of the shemen ha-mishcha and the smearing of the shemen ha-mishcha. To aver dichsev, as the pasuk says, al basar adam lo yisach, on a flesh of a person, do not smear it, ubemas kendolo, sasukamau. And it says it, two formulations of the law, but karis echad, it only says one karis, dichsiv, asher yikach kamo v'asher yitei mimenu alzar, v'nichras me'amav. So it's one karis, it's two lavim, and we know, it's in the first Mishnah here, two chatos. So therefore, you know that that is the case. Chatos always goes by the number of lavim in the Torah. V'chem yachar de lavim muchlakim. So if you, we already know that lavim, in this case, muchlakim, karis tachosa, the chazar achman alamali. One second. So if you already know from here that there's two separate lavim, and you already know that kazma lavim muchlakim from here, so, and there's a chatos and a karis by each one, so why do we say, why do you need the karis of a choso? Going back now, so Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbanan, Mibaylahu, Lomar Shein Oshim and Adin. So each one, like we said before, Rabbi Yitzchak is teaching me that you get Malkus and not karis, karis and not Malkus, and according to the Rabbanan, you use it for, you need it for Ein Oshim and Adin. Good. The Gersos take out the next couple of lines, so we skip. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Afanan Amitanina, we also learned it in the Brisa, to support Raboshia, that again, whenever the Chatos go by the Lavim, you have two Lavim and only one Kares, still you have Chatos, Chatos for each one. So Afanan Amitanina, we also learned it in our Mishnah, in the order of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamafatim es Hashemen, Vahamafatim es Haktores, Vahasach Meshemen Mishcha. The order in the Mishnah is if you create the oil, the Shemen HaMishcha, if you create the Ketores, and if you smear the oil. So wouldn't it have been appropriate to just put the oil once together? So Lamali, Detanya, Hamafati, Mesaktores, B'mitzah. Why is the Ketores one right in between the oil ones? Lav HaKamashvalon, isn't it to teach me? Ma Ketores, Lav Bifnei Atzmo, V'chayav and Aleha Kares Bifnei Atzmo. Just like Ketores is a Lav independently. Creation of Ketores. We said yesterday, smelling the Ketores is not a lav, right? Kol marva reyach ein bo misha me'ila. But it's stuck in the middle because the creation is usher. So just like making the Ketores is usher, so af mefatim shemen v'soch nami, so too, the creation of the oil listed before it in the Mishnah, and the smearing of the oil listed after it in the Mishnah, kivan de lav bifnei atzmo, or lavin bifnei atzmo, chayavan alav bifnei atzma. So that's why it says in the middle, so we don't think that two of them go together. So now we won't, because we have Ketores right in the middle. V'chitema, and if you want to say, well, we could have done both. We could have had in the middle, plus the oil. V'chitema, the kapoy lemisne, pitumin bahadi hadadi. And if you wanted to say, well, we wanted to put the creations next to each other. And therefore there's no diuk by the fact that you put Ketores in the middle. So the Gemara says, no, you could have put the bitumen next to each other and the oil next to each other in that case. Nisnihu, efuch, have the opposite. Hamafatim es Ketores, v'hamafatim es Hashemen, v'asoch v'shemen ha-mishcha. You could have put the bitumen together and the shemen together, but it didn't. Amai palgei l'shemen. Why dafka did it split the shemen and put the Ketores in the middle? Lafaka mashman di chilek chatos beinayim shvamina. It must be there is chilek chatos between them. So in this example, again, this is a writer of Oshia who had said, as long as there are two separate lavim listed, that reflects two separate chatos, even though there is only one karis. Only one karis. Period. Good. Next one in the Mishnah. Habal Azachor. Somebody, Rahman al-Aslan, commits Mishkav Zachor, so that also is a separate Isser de Oraisa, and is Chayiv its own Chatas. So before we get to the question, I think I mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of months ago, the word To'eva is used by the Isser of Mishkav Zachor in the Torah. It says, right, this is Toeva Hi. If you look, there are five Averas in the Torah where the word Toeva is used. Mishkav Zachar happens to be a famous one. But there are really five Averas in the Torah where the word Toeva is used. First of all, it's used in, and they're all in Dvarim except for this one. This one's in Achremos. But if they're all, the other ones are all in Dvarim. If you look in Akev, in Perek Zayin, the word Toeva is used regarding Avodah Zarah. Interesting. By each of these, you have to also focus in the words of the Torah, what is being called Toeva? What is being called Toeva? So if you look here by Avodah Zarah, it's the Avodah Zarah that's being called Toeva. V'lo savi so'eva el beisecha. It's the Avodah Zarah that's being called Toeva. Ki so'avasa Hashem alakecha, who? It. It is being called Toeva. That is number one. We have it by Avodah Zarah. If you look in Parshas Re'eh, Machalos Achsuros are called Toeva. The Torah tells us, Lo Sochal call Toeva. Here the non-kosher animals called Toeva. Zozabe Mashatochlo, these are the animals that you should eat. But there is also Toeva, and it's the animal, that non-kosher animal is called Toeva. Continuing, Parshas Kiseitzei, Perachav Dalid. Retaking a wife that a person divorced, that got married to somebody in between. That is called Toeva. Lo yuchal ba'ala harishona shershilcha, lo shuv lakachta, lios lo isha. After a man divorced his wife and the wife married somebody in between and he wants to return to his original wife, he can't. Acharei asher hu tama'a, why? Ki Toeva hi lifnei Hashem. The act is called Toeva here. Ki Toeva hi lifnei Hashem v'losach these arts. That's similar to the one that we're talking about, Mishkav Zachar. Mishkav Zachar is also, the act is called Toeva, if you look closely in the pasuk. And finally, the last one is being false with one's measurements, ripping people off in business. That's later on in Kiseitzei. What does it say? Eved shleima v'tzedek yalach, eifa shleima v'tzedek yalach l'man yarichun yamecha, al adama shashol gadoz yalach, ki toavas Hashem kol osei eila. This is the only context where the person himself is called Toeva. Ki toavas Hashem elokecha kol osei eila. The person who is dishonest in business, that's the only person in the Torah who's called a Toeva. The other one's either labeling the treif, the non-kosher animal, it's labeling the act, or it's labeling the Avodah Zarah. Only here, Kiseitzei, the end, right before Amalek. Right, that's what the Chazal say. You rip people off, Amalek's gonna come. That's the Smichas Aparshias, right, at the end of Kiseitzei. That's what we have to be, it's the first question that we're asked, right? Nasadav Natata Bemuna. Shabbos Laman Aleph. The first question is honest in business, because that's the only one that's called Toeva in the person that's called Toeva. Okay, but anyway, now we're talking about an Aveira that's called Toeva, and that is Mishkav Zachar. So Aba al HaZachar, says the Gemara, Tana B'maka Chashiv. The Mishnah listed off that there are 36 krisus, and it goes through all of them. So we thought that this meant that any one person could violate all of them. That's what we thought, and that's what we're bothered by, because the list in the Mishnah cannot be all by one person. Tana b'maka chashiv, I b'gavri, if it's referring to a man, so dal ha'isha hanerbas. So you gotta take that one out, the one that a woman brings an animal upon herself, u'bat solachad, and you're one short. You don't have 36. Or at least, you're supposed to have 34, regarding the los ases. Forget Pesach and Mila. So you're supposed to have 34, but it's one too little if we're talking about men. I b'nashi kachashiv, and if we're talking about women, that one woman can violate all 34, that's also impossible. Dal minhon habala zachar v'yala behema u'batsu luhutarti. And then there are two that are lacking. So you can't have, you don't have anybody who could do violate all 34. So the Gemara answers, and we'll get to others in a minute. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, La Olam Tana Gavri Chachashiv. Really, it's referring to men. You're telling me you're one short, add one in. V'tani hacha, habala hachi, habala zachar, v'hevi zachar alav. Right? A man, Rachman al-Islan, does both acts with the animal, the active and the passive. Rabbi Shmuel, he and Rabbi Shmuel, she did the Amar, chayiv shtayim, and it's like Rabbi Shmuel who holds that in that case, you're chayiv two separate ones, for the active and the passive party. Aye. Vaha, that's Rabbi Suis, Rabbi Shmuel Shita. One second. Vaha, me diktani Megadev Besefa. But we have Megadev later on in the Mishnah. Umuk Mina Lak Rabbi Akiva. And we're going to learn later on that that is reflecting Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Who holds that Megadev should be in here? So Rishon Amri Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't that mean there, it's also, the Rishon should also be Rabbi Akiva? Who argues with Rabbi Ishmael? About the case of active and passive regarding bestiality? So, who is the author of our Mishnah? What, the beginning is Rabbi Shmuel, the safe is Rabbi Akiva?
If you say the beginning is Rabbi Shmuel, you actually take out the Ishakos?
Sorry, if you say it is Rabbi Yishmael, so then we would, the Isha case would be taken out, we would put, yeah, we would put in the for the male. Right, it says, right, we would say Ish. Right, you would have to take that out. V'chitem Rabbi Akiva, and if you want to say really the homage is like Rabbi Akiva, uberesha sovar lak Rabbi Shmuel, but he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. It's not that Rabbi Shmuel is the ratio, Rabbi Akiva is the safer. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Ishmael regarding the issues of Revia. So the Gemara says that doesn't work. If you have Rabbi Avahu, Haba ala Zachar, Vehevi Zachar alav, Rabbi Ishmael, Demafik lemi tarti kroi. Rabbi Ishmael learns it from two different psukim. Mi ve'es Zachar lo sishkav, Mishkeve Isha, and u mi velo yekadish bibidei Yisrael chayev shtayim. Rabbi Ishmael is one that holds Yechayev two there. If a man is actively or passively involved with an animal, Rabbi Akiva ino chayev ala achas, to michad kronafikle. He learns it from one pasuk. Es Zachar lo tishkav, kari bei lo tashkiv. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it would only be one. So he would argue with that din of Rabbi Ishmael. So we're back to the question. How could our Mishnah be like Rabbi Ishmael regarding Revia and like Rabbi Akiva regarding Megadev? The active, well, for both, right? Oh, so and so Abala Zachar, that's what we're referring to, I'm sorry. Right, Abala Zachar, Evi Zachar Alav. Right, I mean, the halacha might still apply to the animal too, but Zachar, fine. So Ella, so do the opposite. Second to last skinny line, Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, Ube Megadev, Savalok Rabbi Akiva, the opposite. Really, Rabbi Yishmael, and he also, Megadev, according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Akiva there. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, so if it's like Rabbi Akiva, your question now, right, I jumped the gun, Nisni Nami Habala Behema Behevi Behema Love. So just bring those two cases as well, and then we'd have more than 34. Right, if you have even more, if you include both of them. So the Gemara says, Ha Amar Abaya Habala Behema Behevi Behema Love. After Rabbi Shmuel and Chayev ala Achas, no. By an animal, even he agrees it's two, it's only one. The Chiksev Kra Bagavriksev, because the pasuk was referring to Mishkav Zachar, not Mishkav Behema. The two different psukim, and therefore by Behema it would only be one Aveira. Period. Let's continue, and then we'll come back. The comment that we have to make says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, oh, Rabbi Lazar Mishmei the Rav Amar, Rabbi Lazar in the name of Rav. A different answer. Tana tani shloshim v'shalosh chatos v'tani shalosh krisos lisi minu b'krisos. After all, Rabbi Lazar basically says, you don't have to be so midayik. It's talking about, right, the Rashi on the bottom of the first column. Bigabri chashiv utakasha lacha. Ishan Rabbaz, how do you have everyone in one helim? So the answer is that you're right. It doesn't have it in one helim. Right, Rashi continues. Dishan Rabbaz tanalam and gimel chatos chashiv b'chad gavri b'elam echad. V'tani Ishan Rabbaz who pesach umila l'simin l'krisis. It just adds them in at the ends, but not that each one of them applies to any one person. Diktani seifa pesach umila b'mitzvahs asay pesach umila. Mike Tony Lahubi Tema. Sorry, I lost the place. The Tema La Suye Carbon Alayhu and me my see to bring a carbon for these assays. They're here in the same list. There's Krisus and there's Chatos. Vatanya, we learned in a Brisa. You obviously don't bring a Chatos for the Assays. Hukshu kol haTorah kulo la'avodas kol chavim. Tichsif Torah achas yelachem lo'oseh b'shkaga. V'ya nefesh ha'shetaseh b'yad Rama. Those two psukim are next to each other. First talking about the carbon as Chatos, and the next pasuk talking about an action. Ha'shetaseh b'yad Rama. Ma'avodas kol chavim shev v'altaseh. Af kol shev v'altaseh. Just like avodas zara is that an aveira that you have to not do, and you violate it by actively doing it, and that is in the world of a carbon chatas. So to every time you're chayav a carbon chatas, it has to be an act that would be a violation through an action. But Pesach and Milah would not be included. So why is it, what is it doing in this Mishnah anyway? Elalav Shema Minah, Tana Shloshim V'Shalosh Chatos. It's less than what you thought. 33 Chatos, skip. V'Hadar Tana Shalosh Krisos L'Siyu Minu L'Krisos Shema Minah. It's just to finish up the counting of the Krisos. So you see, the number might be not including everyone anyway, because you have two at the end, which are not included in the chatos, period. There are a couple of other of the cases that the Rishonim are bothered by that might not apply to women either. The Gemara says, oh, just one of them. You take out the one of the Revia ones that don't apply to women. The Shin Mekubetzis here says, what about Molech? Ksas Kasha in Osir Gimel. Lama lo parech mi Molech? Delo matzinu isha shen ischayiv dechsiv mizar o. Maybe it's only the father. Ask the Shita. If you look at the other Rishonim, I think the Chinuch has a beferish. It applies to men and women. But he's Medayit. The Shita says maybe it only applies by a man. Or V'chein, look at the next one. Hamala Evarim Bachutz. Shchute Chutz. Or Ha'alas Chutz. Says the Shita. Deshema lo mechayev rat osan shereuyin lahakriv bifnim. What an amazing Havamina. He says, maybe women are not obligated. Why? Because women aren't ra'oili lahakriv bifnim, and therefore, maybe they wouldn't be chayiv for ha'ala'as chutz. So that's another one that only applies to men and not to women. That's the Shita Gubetzes. Ask the Achronim on the Shita, what are you talking about? A Yisrael also can't be male. Fine, it can be shochet, but what about male? So just like a woman, and we know beferish, that a Yisrael is chayiv for male b'chutz. So what must the Shita be assuming? A zar is more bichlal v'avoda than a woman is. Why? Why not gemina? So it could be some akron. I saw in the Birei Daf explain. A zar at least is roy on a bama, a male zar, and therefore, if a zar would do it in the base of Mikdash, we'd at least say him alalo teirid. Mashenke, a woman is totally mufka. And therefore, that's why maybe the Shita says she shouldn't be chayef for ha'alas chutz. Either way, it's a big chiddush to suggest that, but that's what he said. He doesn't answer it. He really seems to hold that a woman is not chayef for ha'alas chutz. Shchute chutz, l'chora, yes, but not by ha'alas chutz. That is the Shita. Derech Agav, there is a machlokas. Not so clear whether a woman can be makriv on a bama. If you say all psulim are okay, why should a zar be any different than a woman? Okay. Either way. Now we continue. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Hamachal as a Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is also on the list. Amri Shabbos. Mem chaser achas avyin. You would just bother that you're one or two off. You're 39 off. Mechalas HaShabbos is here. That's 39. So it's way more than, right, Shloshim V'Sheis or Shloshim V'Shalos. There's 39 included in Shabbos. So Amar Reb Yochanan, no. You know what we're talking about in the Mishnah? What does Shabbos mean? Tana Shigigas Shabbos V'Zadar Malachas. We're talking about a case that you knew about the Malachas, but you didn't know today was Shabbos. Delo Mechayev Elachada. In that case, you're only Chayev one Chata. So if you didn't know today was Shabbos, because it's one forgetting. As the Gemara says in the beginning, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Chol Gadol, Titania, because the Brisa says in Shabbos, Heina shehi achas. There are psukim that talk about Heina and achas. Heina is a plural and achas is singular. So the Gemara darshins there in the Brisa that Heina shehi achas. Sometimes there are cases of many that you're only high of one. What's that case? Shigigas Shabbos v'zadon malachas. If you don't know it's Shabbos and you know about the malachas, you're only high of one. Because you're forgetting is Shabbos. Period. So that's why only one of them is included in this list in Karis. In Krisus. V'nisti Zadon Shabbos v'shigas Malachas. So why don't you say that case? Learn Zadon Shabbos, that you know it's Shabbos, and you were shogging on the Malachas. Dimechayim mem chaser achas, that you're chayim 39 there. Each and every one, chilik Malachas on Shabbos. Ditanya, v'asa me'achas me'ena. There's the pasuk. Pa'amim shechayev achas al kul. And sometimes you're chayev one for doing a lot. That was the case we just said. Shikas Shabbos. U'pa'amim shechayev al kol achas v'achas. And sometimes you're chayev for each and every one. In what way? Achas yihena. One problem which you chayev many for. Zadon Shabbos shikas malachas. That's the case where you know it's Shabbos. And 14 of the malachas you didn't know. Or you forgot. What if they get it? It says 14 averis and 14 chatos. So why isn't that in the Mishnah? So So Gemara says, Tana, Shigga Shabbos, Vazam Malacha Zadifalei. Now this is a bigger Kiddush. It's a bigger Kiddush to say that Shigga Shabbos is in the Mishnah. Why? To Mechatas Miha Lo Miftar. Because at least you're not putter from a Chatas, by forgetting Shabbos. What does that mean? Rashi has two days. Look at Rashi on the left side. Shigga Shabbos, Vazam Malacha Zadifalei. Le Misni Lashmin and Kiddush. You might say that if you're mazed in all these malachas, then you need more. So what, you were mazed? You did 15 different malachas. So maybe you should give Michai more than one. So that's the first, that's why it's a chiddush to say that your one would be enough. And the other one says, Avlishna Achrina, says the Rashi, Shigga Shabbos v'zada malacha zadifalei, forgetting Shabbos is better. Why? The milsa de psikalei, because it's clear. There aren't any chilukim that you're leaving out. The mechishogag a Shabbos lo miftar miya mechad chiyu v'chatas. If you forget Shabbos, it's one chatas. The inami shogag af bimalachis mechayiv chada. Aval shigagas malachis de lechayiv v'kol chada v'chada lo psikalei. The zidman de miftar meha chiyuva kigon shogag af b'shabbos. If you forget malachas and forget Shabbos, so then you would be chayev one. So not every case of shigas malachas is going to be chayev achadas for each one. Because if you're also shogig in Shabbos, you'd only be chayev one even though there's a shigas malachas. But a case of shigas Shabbos, you're always chayev one. It doesn't matter what you were thinking about the malachas or not, and therefore, that's why it says that here. Those are 2 days. What does this line in the Mishnah, in the Gemara mean? To be chatas mi alo miftar. Does that mean that, one is enough, or does it mean one is always the halacha, and that's why this is put here? Period. Says the Gemara, V'chena tamotzi gabar avodas kochavim. The same thing, by the way, applies, it says avodas zara in the Mishnah, which includes many, but it only has it as one. Diktani, shigas avodas kochavim v'zadan avodos. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you were shogig about avodas zara, the ikar avodas zara, even though you were mazed in the avodos, the four different avodos. The Gemara says, how do you have a case of shogig avodas zara? Shigas avodas kochavim hechi dami, what exactly is the case? Ilema da amad bebeis avodas kochavim, v'sara beis haknesses hivishtachava. I'm in a church, I think it's a shul. And I bow down, I think I'm like doing bowing down by modim. Hari libo l'shamayim, that's nothing. Libo l'shamayim, if you think it's a shul, that's not an aveiro. That's not avodas zara, that's not avodas zara b'shogig, that's nothing. So Ella, the case must be Ella de Chaza Andarta Visagila. There's a statue, and you bow down to it. So Gemara says, 1 second. E de Kibla Leaba Lo Kabar Skilu. If you're really bowing down to it and it's an idol, that's the year's Chayav Misa. Vida Lo Kibla Belo Kalamidihu. And if you are not Makabalat as a god, then you're not doing anything. That's a very important line. Let's just continue and then we'll come back to it. So Gemara says, Ella me avu miyira. It must be you're worshiping it out of love and fear. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, out of love and fear of a person. You love somebody, so you're listening to them to bow down to it, but not that you believe in it. Out of love and fear of a person. See, Rashi says on the, Rashi says it here, I know Rashi says it elsewhere in Maseches. Here, he doesn't explain it so well here, but in Maseches Sanhedrin, he says it beferish. What? The earlier one, right? Ella, there it is. I'm sorry, Ella. Avas Adam, Umiyiras Adam, right? He says in a Sanhedrin too, which is the main sugya. So it's about a person. That is Shitas Rashi, Mi'ava and Mi'ira. And the Gemara says, so Hani Chala Abaya. And that's the case. That's the case that we're talking about here. What does it mean? Shigas Avodas Kochavim. That you worship the Me'ala Mi'ira and you thought that's Mutter. You thought that's not Avodah Zarah. Right? That's, you thought it was Omer Mutter. That's how Rashi explains at the top of Amud Beis. So, Hani Chalama Abaya Domer Chayiv. According to Abaya, who says that you're Chayiv in that case, that it works out. That could be the Ha'ovin Me'ala Mi'ira, you're Chayiv. So then this works out. This is on the list of the Mishnah. Ela L'Rava Domer Pater Ma'ikel Ameimar. But according to Rava, who says if you serve Me'ala Mi'ira, you're Pater. So then it still doesn't work out. Ella ba'omer mutter. So it must be even more extreme. You thought it was mutter to worship idols. Right? Omer mutter, Rashi is lava, avodas kochavim. The Arkan Lo Kaboy Mini Rava Meir of Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman in Meseches Shabbos. Ella Ichad Mechayev Itarti Mechayev, because he only asked him, how many are you Chayev for this? By Rashi says, Helim Ze Vezeh Biyad. If you did different Averis within one Helim, how many would you be Chayev in a case of Omer Mutter? Aval Mifta Lagamre Lo Boy Mini. He didn't ask him that you should be Pata Lagamre. So that's why we know at least one you would be chayiv. That is by Omer Mutter. So the first shot, what is the case of Shikas Avaris Kochavim in the Mishnah? We first tried to say it's Ovim Yavim Yira. We said that only works according to Abaye not Rava. So then we said, right, works according to Abaye not Rava. Number two, Omer Mutter. That's the second possibility. Next. Number three, Rav Papa Amar Mishkachas La Betinok Shenishba Levinei Ovdei Kochavim. You find it by a Tinok Shenishba amongst Avaris Kochavim. Where? That's Shikas Avodah Zarah. The Yada the Isura LaAvodas Kochavim, where he came back and he's like, oh, there's something called Avodah Zarah. Vahani Avodas Kochavim Lo Yada Da Asirin. He didn't know that this thing in front of him was an Avodah Zarah. So that would be a case also of Shikas Avodas Kochavim. Number three. Or number four, v'iba yisema, afilo teira begadol, kigon tekata'i bahadin kra. Or maybe it was a gadol, somebody who knows, but he made a mistake in the following pasuk. Lo sasin iti elohe chesev elohe zahav, sarar ki asir ishtachava, lavod ezor dekesev uvazav. He said, oh, only silver and gold. Avol demini achrini sharya, tahayinu shigas avodos kochavim, v'zadon avodos. Those are four different ideas related to what Shigas Avodah Zarah is. Okay, again, there's a lot here. We don't have time for everything, but just to mention one or two more points. And that is, the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud had said, if what you're bowing down to it, if you think it's Avodah Zarah, then it's Chiyuv Skila. And if you don't think it's Avodah Zarah, if you are Mekabel in Eloka, Lav Midi Hu, then it's nothing. It's nothing? So when do you ever have a case of Yehari Valyavar? It's a bomb kasha on the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? If it's an idol and you're not Mekabel in Eloka, So then, when is Yahar Vayavar? Every case, bow down to this or I'm going to kill you. So in your heart, you're not Makabalid. So why is it Yahar Vayavar? You're not accepting it as an Avodah Zarah? Right? That's a major problem. Befarhesia. Sorry? Befarhesia. Oh, so you want to see this whole Gemara is only talking about Bitsina? Yeah. Befarhesia is talking about, but Avodah Zarah, Bitsina, if you're not Makabalid, then is Mutter, you're saying? According to this. Lav Midihu. That sounds like Mutter. Lav Midihu. You're not doing anything. So the Aruch Laner and the Ritva asked the question. The Ritva there in, the Ritva elsewhere in Misekha Shabbos Tafayin Beis, he asked this Kasha. He asked the Kasha. So what's Yahari Valyavar? So he says, Elavada Shaini. It must be, it's similar to what Mati said, Shal Amra Torah She Yaharig Mipri Shish Pemais Avodah Zarah Mamish. You're right, Yahari Valyavar by Avodah Zarah is not because it's really Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah. Ela Mipnei Kiddush Hashem. Lohotzi Midas Habaim Lahaviro. Avodah Zarah out of the big three is not, in certain cases, it's not real Avodah Zarah. Even if you're not Mekabel Aloha, it's Lav Midi of it in terms of Bezdin putting you to death. But in terms of it being your Yahari Valyavar, says the Ritva, it is your Yahari Valyavar because of the Kiddush Hashem element. And what other people are thinking, not because what you're really thinking inside. That is the Ritva. If you look in the Aruch Laner right here, the Aruch Laner also has the Kasha without quoting the Ritva. And he says a couple of points. He says, maybe there's a difference between Dilagabi Shamayim Loshayak Rakbi Shakavoya, Gugon Hakashi Davish Osal Shamayim Gamkin, Aval the Oid of Azara, Bederach Avodasa, Mashloshayak Shosal Shamayim, or Philim is Bayach, that's a problem. When do we say that it's Lav Midi Ovid? When you're doing an Avoda that you also do to Hashem. But if you're doing an Avoda that you don't do to Hashem, so maybe that's where it's Yahari Valyavar. Because that, maybe connected to the Ritva, could be construed as really doing Avodah Zarah. Number one. Another answer, he says, Yoser Nira Bebir, the last one that he likes, is, when do we say it's nothing? When you're not being forced to do anything. You're being forced. You're just bowed down to, what are we talking about in our Gemara? You're not being forced to do anything. You happen to go to a statue and bow down to it. and you weren't thinking of anything. That's where we could say, oh, you didn't mean anything by it. Lo shayach libo l'shamayim, lo shayach rakash ha'osa ma'isa me'atzmo, b'li sh'tali b'das achirim, aval, kisherotzen mimenu sh'yishtachavu li'avodazara, u'mishtachav el'fneihem, lo shayach sh'libo l'shamayim. Why? Kivan sh'osa al'pitzibi sh'l'achirim, sh'kavanasam li'avodazara, that substitutes for your das, it fills it in, and therefore, it is a problem. So the difference between you're doing it yourself, and you're being forced to do it. Fascinating discussion, though. You got to be mechalik between our case of lav midihu and a case of yarag val yavar.
So you have walking into a church where
but there might be a separate isra of walking into a church. Period. So based on avodah zarah, might be a separate mishnah in avodah zarah talks about it. Okay, is it yarag val yavar to walk into a church? Pashto's not, but is it an abizrayu when it connected? It is definitely connected. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about in the Ava and Yira, Rav and Abaya, but we need to continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha, Rav Ika, Mishmeid, Rav Bibi, Amar. A different answer to the original question. Shabbos, Avodah Zarah. Don't be so medactic. We're talking about Shigas Shabbos and then Shigas Avodah Zarah. No. Amar Tana, Shem Shabbos, Shem Haskochadim Ktani. It says Shabbos as one, but you're right, it includes 39, but it really includes them all. Mimai, how do you know that? Midiktani. Habal isha ubita vialeshas ish. Vahayesh bito mianusasa delok tani law. You see, there's another one left out. Right, it says isha ubita anashas ish. What about his daughter from a woman that he was ma'anes? So, Amri, so maybe that's left out. So you see, not everyone is listed. So all the Shabbos ones are also not listed. So the Gemara says no. Maybe you can bring a riot from that one that's left out, because that was not explicit in the Torah. Amri diksivan ktani to loksivan loktani. No, maybe that's left out because it's not mafurish. The Gemara says, I'll give you another one then. V'yaika bas ishto, ubas bito, ubas bina, diksiva v'loktani. All the daughters are mafurish in the Torah and they're not all listed. So the Gemara says, Ella, what must be? Shame isho bitaktani. It says one, and it includes all types of daughters. So achanami, shame Shabbos, v'shem avodas kochavim ktani. So when it says Shabbos, it says avodah zarah, you don't have to force it that you're talking about Shigas Shabbos or Shigas avodah zarah. Talking about cases of Shabbos. And everything is included in that Shabbos. Is this a fundamental machlokas? Two different days in the Gemara? Are Melecha Shabbos more one idea with 39 ways of doing it? Or 39 Shemos? It's not a machlokas lemaisa. Everybody agrees that's chilek melechas by Shabbos. But maybe there's a hint to a difference in conceptual lumdis related to Melecha Shabbos. Period. Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ika, Rami Dilea Dilei. Rav Acha asked Dekasha, Astira, on the previous two, on opinions, Dilea Dilei, on Rav Bibi, Mi Amar Rav Bibi, Barabaya Hachi, Shem Shabbat Tani, Vishem Avodah Kochavim Tani. Does Rav Bibi really say that? That really, everything is included in Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, V'yot Itmar, Hamala, Evari Pnim, Bachutz, Chayef. We have a discussion that says, if you're Ma'ala, Evari Pnim, limbs that are supposed to go inside, bachutz chayiv. Evare chutz bachutz chayiv. Evare chutz bachutz. If you take shchute chutz and you're a mile of the animals outside, you're also chayiv. It doesn't matter whether you take evarim of an animal that was shafted properly in the azara, or you take an animal of shchute chutz, you're chayiv for both of them. So that was a statement we had. V'kashele Rabibi Rabbi and Abba Rabibi was very upset about that. Ihachi hadetzan shloshim v'sheish krisis batorah, tzlasim v'sheva ninu, tika hamala v'hamala. Rabibi was upset that those weren't listed as two separate ones in the Mishnah. So my kashele, lishti shem halaktani. So I don't understand. If he gave the answer of all Shabbos ones are included in Shabbos, and all Avodah Zarah ones were included in Avodah Zarah, so both halal ones should be included in halal. What was he bothered by? Stira. So the Gemara says, me dummy. You can't compare the two males to Shabbos Avodah Zarah. Shabbos, we have Avodah Kochavim, Tana Yashon, Abin Chehon. By those, by Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, they're learned in their proper place. Rashi says, bim komo sum. Gabi krisus da'arya mishani, shem Shabbos, shem Avodah Kochavim, Tani. By Shabbos Avodah Zarah, they have their own context. They have Maseches Shabbos, they have Maseches Avodah, Maseches Sanhedrin, and here it's just thrown in Derech Agav. You don't have to explicate it. You don't have to explain it here. But Gabi Halaa, Mitana Yason Benechon, Deshani Hachi, by Halaa, this is the Makar to teach me that these are Aser. So therefore, they're the Chayvi Krisus. So therefore, it should say both of them. Period. That's the answer to the Rabibi Stira. Good. By Mine Rav Yirmiyah Meir Rav Zera, Beis krisus v'lav echon mahu. So on Amud Aleph, we have the question of two lavim in one karis. So what about this case? What if you have two krisos lifted, but only one lav? Amarle. So Zera said, what are you asking about? Shochet v'hela ka'amrit. You're asking about shochet and ma'ale, which have one iser and two krisos? Hani shnei lavim ninu. Those are considered as if it's two lavim. Oh, e lamanda garam exera shava. Either it's from exera shava, namar kanavav, namar lahalanavav, malahalan, loan ashalam kain hisir, afkan, loan ashalam kain hisir. Either it's based on exera shava, lamanda maisi la behekish, or it's a hekish, amakra. Sham ta'alev, sham ta'aseh, in the same pasik. Asiya and ha'alah. Makish shchita la'alah, and you compare it. Mahalah, loan ashalam kain hisir, af shchita loan ashalam kain hisir. So, are you asking, Reb Zera says to Reb Yirmiyah, are you asking about two krisos and one lav? Because this example is two lavim. Dilma, beis misos, v'lav echad ka'amrit. Maybe you're asking about two misos and one lav, not two krisos and one lav. On the side of the Yazin, he says, Amarle, in. The Shita Yazin, yes, you're right, that's exactly what I'm asking. Amarle, ha, ovid oni. So he says, I, Oven Yidoni is an example of two misos and one lav. So what's the halach in that case about chataos? Right, that's the question. If you have two misos listed and one lav, so what do we say about chataos? So amale, da plugta, de Rabbi Yochanan, v'reish lakish, tzemach lokes. De tani, let's just do a little bit more and then we'll finish. De tani, gabi anis kolin, bal ov yidoni, it says in Sanhedrin, it lists both ov and yidoni as two separate misos. Vikashalon, maishna gabi skilos tani yidoni, vigabi krisos lo tani yidoni. Why in Sanhedrin it lists off both of them, and in our Mishnah it only has ov? Why isn't yidoni listed in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan, hoel v'shneyem belav echad nemru. Since they're both belav echad, and therefore it's not on the list because it's only one karis. V'neima yidoni v'lo, if you would do both of them at once, you would only get one. V'neima yidoni v'lo neima balov, so why do you pick ov, say yidoni and not ov? Kasavar, hol, pasach ha'kaz, balov, ov is first in the pasach, that's why he says ovs. V'reish lakish amar ho'il v'ein bo maisa. Yidoni doesn't have a maisa, so you're pater from yidoni. You're chayef for ov. Let's talk about exactly which necromancy are these tomorrow. But it only ov is listed because that's the only one that has the chiyuv. But this is the machlokas, and to answer your question, that only according to Reish Lakish, only Ov is going to get the onish, get the chatas, and not Yidoni, because it's Ein Bo Maisa. And Reb Yochanan says, no, they both get it, it's just included in the same lav. Period. I guess we have to stop here. But Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow talking about Ov and Yidoni, and it's talking about an important Sefer Chinuch on the Svara, Ein Onshin Elaim Kain His Here. It's an important principle. Hopefully we'll remember to start off with the Sefer HaChinuch. Again, these dafim are huge. There's a lot here. Doing as much as creases as we can. Okay, stop here.